Okay, today's daf is Yoma daf Mem Zayin. We start the fifth parak. We're continuing to discuss the Avodas Hayom of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So, as we, I think we left the Kohen Gadol, he has the somebody standing on the steps with the blood, and he has someone standing on the steps with the Ketores. He's standing, you know, people waiting. Now we're talking about the Avoda where he's going in. We're talking about the special Ketores that's brought on Yom Kippur Lefnai Lefnim, not the regular Ketores of every day, but the special Lefnai Lefnim Ketores. So what happens? The reason why I'm giving daf today. If you learn today's daf, the Zecha Nishmas, my grandmother, who's your child today, Rivka Bas Elazar Elimelech. Shama should have an Aliyah. Okay. Hotzio lo es hakaf es hamachta. So they brought out from where Rashi says, Milishkas HaKelim, from the hole, from where they kept all the Kelim. They brought him some sort of spoon, some sort of, Vesamachta, and the shovel. So, what does he do? Chafon milo chafnov. We'll see that this is a machta full of Ketores. It's full of the Ketores. So chafon milo chafnov. So he takes his full handful, which means he takes two hands. Oh, he just wait a minute. He takes the two handfuls like this. He goes in, takes two scoops of two handfuls, right? The nusl tocha kaf, and then he takes that ketores that he scooped up and he puts it into the kaf hagadol, into the spoon. Hagadol if be gadlo, but katno. There's no objective shear. It's subjective depending on the size of the. You don't have the wrong one. You need a volume two. Oh, you got volume two. Okay. So he goes volume two. So he brought the. You have one volume, right? You have one volume over there. Okay. So he scoops it up and he puts it into the machta, right? Hagadol if he gadol, or hakatan if he katno, depending on the size of the kohen gadol. The kachayim midasa, and that was its midah. That was its shear. The Gemara doesn't talk about what those length words mean. Kach midasa.
How much
is scooping the ketores? This is the ketores, not the coals. The ketores. You're scooping the ketores.
The coals are already in the shovel.
This is a different shovel. We'll see in the Gemara. So natal et hamachta. So he takes the machta of coals basically in his right hand. And that's a kaf bismolo, and the spoon he takes in his left hand. So all the action basically today's love is what I'm talking about. What's he doing with the left hand? Isn't doing avoda with the left hand? Puzzle. It's puzzle avoda. So those are answers. Say the psul of small is only the rabbanon. So hey namru be hey namru. Or maybe you simply say, well, there's no other way to do it. We'll see in the Gemara, there's no other way to do it. So when there's no other way to do it, you have to do this with the small. So someone else said that maybe that only psul of Yad Smol is with Avodas Hadam, the blood of Avodas. And this isn't a blood of Avodas. But the question is brought up, how are you doing the Avoda here with the small? Okay, so the Gemara asks, and this is what you were alluding to, Yossi, Machta, right, we read the Gish Lebach, Hatanale, we already learned about the Machta, right? Hatanale, Natal Tamachta, you took the shovel, but Alala Rosh HaMizbeach, and you went up to the Rosh HaMizbeach, the Chosev Yor, and you dug out the coals, the Yor, and you come down. So you're talking about the Machta. And since we're going in order, we already talked about the Machta, we're talking about the Machta again. So the Gemara answers, no, Hasam Machta the Chalim. There we're talking about the shovel filled with Chalim, filled with coals. V'hacha machta de ketores, and here we're dealing with a machta filled with ketores, because they were using this machta, this spoon, this shovel to scoop out the ketores that you're going to put in the spoon and then carry it in. Okay, the sanya, double scoop, oh, two scoops. I see that. You don't do one, you do it all in one shot. So it's a double scoop. Yeah, like Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Okay, so So machta tanalei, that was a machta. So the Gemara says the sanya. So we have Bryce that supports this. Hotziu lo es hakaf. Reikon milishkas hakelim. You bring out an empty spoon, large spoon or pan from the lishkas hakelim. Umachta gedusha shel ketores milishkas beisavtinas, and a machta and a shovel filled with ketores from where that doesn't come from. The ketores comes from the lishkas beisavtinas. We've come across beisavtinas multiple times. You know, they're the ones who made the ketores, but then they didn't tell give everyone the secret recipe. That's the beisavtinas. Okay.
He's going to the beisavtinas.
No, they bring it. Hotzilo, they bring it to him. They bring him a shovel filled of ketores and his empty spoon or whatever it is, and then he digs his hands in, he puts up, takes out the ketores, puts it in the spoon, and you'll see that he's going to take the machta, the field of coals that he already took from the mizbeach in his right hand, and the ketores in the spoon, he's going to take in his left hand, he's going to walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to perform the avoda inside. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara then says, Chafa melochafna v'nosn l'socha kaf hagadol figodlo v'katan l'pikatno v'kach ayim idoso. So Gemara says kaf v'yom kippurim lameli. Why do you need a spoon? Why is he putting the Torah in a spoon? Where is that coming from? The pasuk says melochafna v'hevi arachmana. The full pasuk is v'lakach melomach v'lakach. Where is it? Doesn't mention anything about the spoon. He's supposed to take it with his hands. He's taking it with the spoon for. So it says Malochofna, his hands full, the heavy armor Rahmana. So Gemara says, Mishum Dilawefshar. Because he has to walk in with the Ketores and the Machta of the Gecholim. So how is it possible if he has his hands filled, two hands filled with Ketores, what's he supposed to do to bring in the Machta of the coals?
Yeah.
You still have to steady it like this, I guess. I don't know.
He still does that thing.
I know. So he says, so Malochop, the Havi, Mishum Dalev, so Gemara asks, the Hechi Novin. How's he supposed to do it? The Hechi Novin, Nile, the Hadr Nile? Is he go in once with one and they go in once with the other? He can't do that. Hava Achas, Ram Rachman, Avos, Shte Havos. You don't go in once, right? Rashi says, Hava Achas Rachman, the Becholim with the Ketoros, below Shte Havos, the Ksiv. V'lokach melo, the whole pasuk machta. Right, v'lokach melo machta. Take out the word kohen. V'lokach melo machta gach leish mamas beach or melo chafna v'hevi beis laparochas. I'm bringing. Sorry, only can bring in one. Only go in once. You don't go in, bring it in twice. So he says, okay, nishkli liketores b'chofnav. Put the ketores in his hands. V'nachte.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Nishkadei l'ktores b'chofnav. V'nachtei. Right. V'nachtei. V'nachtei. What's the grisa? V'nachtei. The gecholim aleiv. That's it. So put the ketores in his hands and put the pan of coals on top of it. On top of his hands. So he had, I mean, it's pretty hot. So.
Oh, he's putting a shovel of hot coals on his hands?
Right.
And you have the medic there?
So the Gemara says, so he goes, all the ale, and then go in. So he must be hustled. If that's the case, if he goes in, maybe you put something, maybe you know, it doesn't have to be touching him, so maybe you put something on top of it, something, maybe put a trivet or something to protect him. So the Gemara says, so okay, fine. So you got him in. Now once he's in, what's he going to do? How's he going to put it down? Just drop it? What's he supposed to do when he gets in? Right, kimati hasam hechi lavin. So the Gemara says, okay, do that, nashkli b'shine. So take his teeth and pull it off with his teeth. So the Gemara says, the in something, yeah. He has it like this, and take his teeth, put it down, and then he has the ketores to put on. So the Gemara says, that's not respectful. That's something not respectful. What?
Exactly.
You'll see, because there's another place the Gemara Tosfos talks about. There is a place elsewhere where they talk about using the teeth. Right? Remember, right at the top, he says, Tema, look at the top Tosfos, Tema, Hamel, come on, note to La Baza, Parosh, Beitz, Vasa, Vyesh, Omer, Mishenov. Some say you do that, whatever he's doing that Mavot over there, you can do it with your teeth. But here, you're inside. See, that's not the way you do it. So the Gemara says, Hilkach, Lo, Epshar, therefore, there's no other way to do it. And we came into Lo, Epshar, Avdin, Ganashkum, and Nisim. So since there's no way to do it otherwise, we have to find the precedent of what to do. So we do like we did at the, when the Nisim brought the, right, Rashi says, to Ashkum, and Nisim, and Kap, Achas, Malka, Torres, it was in a spoon. So you do it in a spoon, you take the Torres up, you put it in the spoon, you have it in your left hand, the coals in your right hand, you walked in, and then when we get inside, we'll see all the stuff that you have to do that makes it so difficult.
The coals
was on the coals from before. We already went up to the Mizbeach with the Machta and dug out the coals.
Now you put the coals on inside, you put the coals on the coals. You don't just put the pan down on the coals. What do you put over there?
We'll get to it. It's Gemara.
Is that your game plan? You want to put the Torahs on the coals?
You got to put them both down and do the vote inside. I can't. I don't want to spoil the surprise with that Mentes. But we'll get to that. Okay. What happens inside? Well, now we're talking about how you're getting it inside.
Right. All I'm trying to, I don't want to use the details. But right. Eventually, the Torahs is resting on the coals, correct or no?
Not right now.
No, eventually. Will it
be? Who works on it? On the Mizbeach. It goes on the Mizbeach.
Right, so you're putting down just empty coals in front of...
They're burning coals.
I'm just
we'll get to it. What do you do with it? We have burning coals. You have burning coals now that you took from the Adar Mizbeach.
Barbecue coal.
I understand what the issue is. You're taking the coals.
What's the
end game is to do a voda with the coals and the ketores inside the Kodesh
HaKodashim. Right, but I can see if the ketores is burning on coal, that's why we need coals. Why are we putting burning coals in the Kodesh HaKodashim?
You'll get to it. We'll see what goes on in the avoda. You have to figure out what the avoda says. Read the Pesukim. I'll tell you what the avoda is. We're not there yet. We're doing one thing at a time. Okay. All right. So now the Gemara says, not all es hamachta b'yamin v'esakach b'smol. So you're taking the machta full of coals in your right hand, and the ketores, which is the real thing that you're doing the avoda, right? That's in your left hand. So the Gemara asks, which should be the opposite? Why are you putting? It's cause the real chasha thing is the ketores. It says yitziva ba'ara v'giyur b'shmei shemaya. The native is on the ground, and the stranger is up in the heavens. Meaning the native, meaning the ketores, is on the ground, left hand. And the geyura, the stranger, the coals, which isn't typically what's used, that's being held in the lofty. That's being done with a lofty hand. Should be the other way around.
Well, some shuls, the guests get the aliyahs, and the regular guys don't get
them. Oh, really? I don't know any shul like that. So the Gemara says, right? The Gemara says, zo meruba v'zo. What? That's right. Zo meruba v'zo muetas. Now, most people are righties. And the coals are heavier. It's Zoma Ruba, and the Ketores is lighter. So you have to, just practically speaking, so you put it in your right hand. And Bafilu Bizmanchish Neim Shavin. And once we decided that, even if you have a guy who's so big or so strong, or he's so big and he can take so much Ketores that it'll be equal weight to the coals, doesn't matter. It's an objective measurement, right? Bafilu Bizmanchish Neim Shavin, Kamaisi de Rabbi Yishmael Ben Kimchas. Like we'll see with Maisi Rabbi Yishmael Ben Kimchas, who had huge hands. And he can take a lot of ketores. Another answer is zochama v'zotzonenes. The Bach takes these words out. One's hot, one's cold, and you need the stronger hand. I guess people can deal with the heat with their right hand better. I don't know. The Bach takes out that lashon.
Which way is more, 50 pounds?
Right. But right now, it's normally the coals are heavier. It's only Rabbi Yishmael ben Kimchas, who has such big hands, who can take, because he's scooping out. Mishnah said, Echad Agadol, Echad Katam, Echad Agadol. There's no objective shear, it's subjective. His subjective shear was huge. Nevertheless, that's the way we do it. So Amro Lav Rabbi Yishmael ben Kimchas, Shayachop and Arboz Kabin below Chofnov. He said he used to take four Kabin, a large amount, in his below Chofnov. So for Omer Kol, and they asked him, well, how'd you get such big hands? How'd you get such, how are you so big? So the Omer, he said, Kol ha-nashim zardu. Every woman is zored. V'zered ima al-lagag. But the zered of my mother was the best. It went all the way up to the roof. So what is zored? So ika da amri, some say ba'arson. Some say it's a type of cereal, like type of, she took oat bread, or it's some type of food that she ate when she was pregnant. Right, what she ate when she was pregnant. Right, Rashi says, ika da amri ha zered ba'arson ka'amar. Right, it's the type of food that they ate when they were pregnant. And she had the best type. So whatever, woman eats well. It's better. It's better nutrition. Nutrition in utero is good for the baby. So it caused them to grow. What? He had big hands. Right? Ika da amri ba arson. Ukudarav ba yonason. Da amri rabbi yonason. Amri rabbi chiyol. Arson yafel lechola. Eating this arson is good for the chola. Pregnant woman is a chola. So it helped. It helped nourish the baby. The ika da amri b'shich of zera. And some say it was with the semen. He was born from the best semen. Okay, the Rabbi Avo, right? That Rashi says, "Vigad Amr B'Shich was Zera Ka'amar." He says, "She'ain." I don't know if it's true or not. "She'ain Yitzirus Havlad Mikol Hatipa." The creation of the Vlad doesn't come from every drop of semen. Ella Min Habiror Sheba. The best one, I guess, the one that reaches there. That's true. Okay, so the one that reaches there, right? Lashon, all right. Koloma Biror Tipa Shakalta Imi Azera Gladov. The best one that
happens to be. If you look at this semen analysis, yeah. Only what's considered normal is only if you have 30% of your semen are actually normal.
Right.
That's actually a good specimen.
Okay.
Most of the semen is not normal.
It's not potent enough to.
Not motile enough. Motile has deformities. Has.
Okay. So, all right. So he got. So that's why he became. He had good genetics. I guess that's him.
That's from the imam, obviously. That. Either the mother or the father.
Right, so here one says it's the mother. Here's one says it's the mother eating, and the semen is it's that comes from the father.
She had good prenatal care.
All right, that's basically what it is. It's good prenatal care. They had good genetics. Okay, right. So how do we know? Right, we can learn b'shichlo zeru. Okay, the Rabbi Avohu, but he can't jump. The Rabbi Avohu Rami Ksiv. Because Rabbi Avohu has this contradiction between two psukim. These both psukim, even though one is from Tehillim and one is from Shmuel Beis, the assumption is that David is talking both about David and Melech. right? Ksiv, the pasuk says, this is in Tehillim Perek Yud Ches. This is in Shmuel Beis. Sorry, this is one of Shmuel Beis. Vatazreini chayel mochama. It says vatazreini without an aleph. Uksiv hamaazreini chayel mochama with an aleph. So Amar Dal with Neikaris Baruch Ribono Shel Olam Zirisani Vizar Zisani. So Zarani like Zoraya, he selected me, right? Zerasani. So you see that that Zered, I guess the Zered is selection, and then it says Zerasantani, and I guess you made me strong. I don't know how he touches the second word. Right? But Tazrani Rashi says, Lashon Zore es Hagoren, if Goren has to Orim, so Mevar es Hatipa. It was Zore, so he's winnowed. So he took the best, like you winnowed over there, you separate, so too here with the Zera, you separated the best one. The Zer Zotani, Rashi says, Hazartani min Habirur Sheba. I don't know, what's he touch for Zer Zartani? Right? Tazreini Chayel Melchama Tachriya Kamai Tachta. I don't know. Okay. So Amru Alav Arabi Shmuel ben Kimchis. So they said a story about Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis. Pam Achas, one time, Siper, Rashi says, Pam Achas, when this happened, Yom Kippur Hayo. This happens on Yom Kippur. I guess this is a raya for a break on Yom Kippur. Pam Achas, Siper Devarim im Arabi Echad Boshuk. He was talking with some Arabian guy in the Shuk. What's he doing in the Shuk? He's doing the Avoda. All right, right. Good question.
He took a break
and went outside. All right. Pamacha Siper Devarim Mosi. Siper Devarim Mariga Chabe Shuk. Vinitzel Sinor Mipiva Begadov. And this, you know, when he talks sometimes, the spit comes out. So the spit from the Aravi came out. And actually, it's only me. The Rabbanim. The Rabbanim would say it's Tama Kazav.
He's been sequestered for 7 days only to come out during the Avoda to go to the Shuk.
Right. Vinitzel Sinor Mipiva Begadov. Exactly. Exactly, you understand. Exactly. V'nichnas Yeshevav Achiv. So Yeshevav, his brother, who was the guy, who was the backup, v'shimash tachtav. And so he did the rest of the avoda for his brother. V'rasa iman shnei kohanim gedolim b'yom echad. And the mother was zocha to see two kohanim gedolim one in one day. V'shuv amru, another story. I guess he didn't learn his lesson. Shuv amru olav and v'shmol ben kimchis. Pamachas yotzu the tzipur yimim odon achav b'shuk. Next time on Yom Kippur, he went to speak with somebody else in the shuk. V'nitzot tzinor v'pivah begadav. V'nitzot Yosef achav. And instead of his brother Yeshevav, his brother Yosef, this next year, v'shimish tachtav. V'rasa ima shnei kohanim gedolim b'yom echad. And his mother was zocha to see two kohanim gedolim in one day. So what? A few questions. So what's the story? What's going on? No, you'll see because the next line of the Gemara says that the Gemara that his mother was zocha to see seven sons as Kohen Gadol. So this is not alternative to happen again. So the Marsha talks about what's going on. So he goes. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis, he says, what does he say? He says nearly the Lashon Kush, the Maritz Chayes brings down the Marashon, the Chidush HaGadol, who says that this story happened on Erev Yom Kippur. So if you read the story, it's Pamacha Sipa Dvarim, instead of Ravi, says Im Achad Erev, or something like that. It's talking about Erev Yom Kippur. Problem is, if it's Erev Yom Kippur, to just go to Mikvah and be good to go in the morning. So maybe it happened too close to the evening, and you didn't have enough time. We have to go to the mikvah in order to get rid of and then have Erev Shemesh.
The day before
for Erev Shemesh. So it's near. Move over to Erev Yom Kippur. Have a the Einu Nira Shehalach Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur Bishuk. That's the Marsha says. Doesn't make sense. On Yom Kippur, he's walking at no break. He's not going out. Doesn't make sense. But he says the Marsha says he needs Dvarim Tmuim. The Im Erev Yom Kippur Haya Ma'ase Madua Im Erev Yom Kippur Haya Ma'ase Madua Lo Tavel Atzmo V'Lama Hitzvichus Shnitzmas Achat Achtav. Why didn't he go to mikvah? The answer is because it happened right before, so he didn't have time. So he says he looked at the Yerushalmi, looks different. He says it's Melech Aravi, maybe it's something to do with the fact that the person he was speaking to was the king, and since he's a Kohen Gadol at the time, he had the relationship with the king, and he had to go out. Nevertheless, it doesn't seem to make so much sense. I think, what makes the most sense, either that it was on Erev Yom Kippur, and the reason why he couldn't go to the mikvah was because it happened right before sundown, so he couldn't...
He said
that
he sequestered him 7 days before.
What
was he going outside?
He
was the king. He had no choice.
He had no choice. I understand the king, but he had to go out.
Right. So I don't.
But it's not matter.
So going out. But my problem is the Marisol's problem is okay. Maybe Erev Yom Kippur he can do it. But on Yom Kippur itself, when he's busy all day, what's he do? He's taking a break from the avoda to go outside. So that Obama comes on Yom Kippur to talk to you in the Beis Hamikdash. You tell him to wait. on Erev Yom Kippur, and not a big deal. He's not doing anything else. Okay. Obama can wait a long time for some of us. I understand. Okay. When I say Obama, I'm referring to Obama as representing the office of the President of the United States. Right, like Paro. It's like Paro. Okay. So they asked her. So they said to Tana Rabbanan, Shiva Banim Hayu LeKimchis. There were seven sons born to Kimchis. The Kulon Shim Shibakun Gadola. They all became Kohen Gadol. Question I said, well, what's such a schus of that? That means they all died, no? That means they all died. So Tosha Shana right away says, no. He's Kulam Shim Shim Golo, he go Chiira Psuba Echa Mehen, Velo Hayaz Oso Shashimash Risha Makum Godon Sham, the Ha Pash Pshita, Shlo Kavartan, Midishova Habile. It's partially that she's not talking about that she had seven going on the Dolim and they each died. That's not a Shvachler. Happens to be that she had seven sons. One time this one became possible, you know, got top Mutame. It happened, so the other son was Rishamish. That's why it's a schus. So Shiva banim hayu lekimchis v'kulon shim shibikun gedola. So Amalo Chachamim, the Chacham said to her, Ma asis, what did you do? Shezachis lekach. What did you do? What did you do that you had such a schus? So Amro lehem. So she said to them. She said to them. Amru lahem miyamai lo ro koros besi kale saari. Never did the beams of my house see that my hair. Her hair was covered all the time, right? So it seems like never to be some rash. What about going to the bathroom or taking a shower? When you're taking a shower, so the Shana points out b'shashai shilcholuk sosam. Anytime that she could have covered it, she did cover it. But when she's taking a shower or going to the mikvah, you know she can't cover it. So that's obvious. But you see that Tosos and Ksuvos brings this down. It says that covering your hair inside your house seems to be a mila. It's like a chumrah. Because if that was a din that you had to, then what's the special schus? She had to. So it seems to me, and then going to a kali. Sorry, it goes into the whole talk about covering your hair. You can talk about over here. So that's fine. But Amrullah, they said back to her, Harbei also came below Elul. It must be something else, because many people have done that. And they didn't get seven Kohanim Gedolim. The Meiri has a beautiful lashon here. The Meiri says, he says, Baruch Baal HaMoznayim. Blessed be the owner of the scales. Right? The Kodesh Baruch determined that for her that's the chus. For other people it doesn't happen. It's Baruch Baal HaMoznayim. Fine. The Marsha says, well, why were they so certain that it was her chus? It was his chus. Maybe it's his chus. The Marsha says, Talu Adavar Ba Bishchusa. Below was close Isha with her, not with her husband. The Efsha Shahayu Makirin Isha, they knew the husband. Shalom Hayalos Chos Koka. He wasn't such a great guy. Right? He says, but oh, the Efsha designed, but now Elo Hayu Me Ishechad. Maybe she got married twice and her seven sons were from different husbands.
Something's got to be wrong, because otherwise the husband would have been
a Kohen Gadol. No, that's not true. Maybe he was missing his left thumb. I don't know. Maybe he was a Baal Mum. Right? Right, so maybe she married a second husband, and it must be, and that second husband was not a Kohen Gadol, because if he was a Kohen Gadol, the second husband wouldn't be able to marry her because she would be an Almana, and Almana can't marry Kohen Gadol.
She had seven husbands.
No, she had more than one husband. She would have had more than one husband, and the first husband she married passed away, and she married somebody else who at that time wasn't a Kohen Gadol. It could have been a Kohen, it wasn't a Kohen Gadol. A Kohen can marry an Almana, can't marry a Grusha. So it wasn't a Kohen Gadol. That's why she was able to marry the Almana. And then her sons all became Kohanim Gadolim. Question also is asked, the Marshal asked, what's going on? Why in the first year you had Yeshevav the brother, and the second year you had Yosef the brother? What happened to Yeshevav? Yeshevav was the backup, and now Yosef's the backup. Why'd they switch? So Rasha says we talk about sugi mukach da kopani da kopanim shnei yom kivur mahayak kolin gadol. Oh, that's one question. So maybe they say because I saw that he maybe died, or maybe that this whatever. Maybe they said that he didn't want the same brother to repeat be taking over, because then the kohen gadol would feel like, oh, every year this happens.
How many years was Shmuel ben Kumchus?
That's the question. So the Marsha asked, wait a second. We learned that there were only four kohanim gadolim in the zman bayis sheni that served multiple years.
At least 7 years.
So how many years did he? No, he came at least it's two. So how many?
Too, but he says all were kids. He said.
So maybe he died, and other brothers took over afterwards.
On the same Yom Kippur.
No, different Yom Kippur. It doesn't.
But it has to be one Yom Kippur after. How many kids were there?
Okay, no, one second. We only talk about two Yom Kippurim here. It could be that Yom Kippur A, he was Kohen Gadol during the year. Then on Yom Kippur, he got Tamei, so another brother took over. That's second brother. The next Yom Kippur, another brother took over. That's then maybe he died, and then the next one took over. He died, and the next one took over. They have all different possibilities. So he said, so Marsha says, this must be that we're talking about Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis. It must be that Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis. Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis is one of them who had multiple terms. This is Yishmuel ben Kimchis. It must be that he's Yishmuel ben Pabi, who was Nisker Le'el Bedal Kohanim, right? And the Le'el Karo Hashem Avi ben Pabi. There they called him by the name of his father. The Hach Hashem Imu ben Kimchis, why they called him by his mother's name over here? Because they want to talk about the sukkah, about Yishmuel, about the mother, why she was Zocha to have seven sons as Kohen Gadol. But it has to be, we see here that he definitely was the Kohen Gadol more than 1 year. Which is, and there are only four Kohanim Gadolim that survived the year, so it must be that this Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis is the same thing as Yishmuel ben Pabi.
Interesting. How do you think we find where the shiur is subjective? We have a shiur. Zayis. Right. He's like whatever you.
Komets.
What?
Komets. We'll see right now. Read in the pasuk. Tana Rabbanan. Look in the pasuk. The pasuk says bikumtso. Bikumtso. Right. The pasuk is veheirim menu bikumtso misolos hamincha in his komets, whatever the komets is. Shelo yasen minu komets. You don't make a measurement for the komets. I mean, don't make a kli. Don't make some sort of do it once and then you realize that that's the size and then you can take that you have to do it with your hand, right? The komets. So yibayluhu mahu sheyasen mida lechafina. What about making a measuring cup, I guess, for the size of the kohen gadol's hands for the chafina? Chafina is where you're digging out the ketores. So hasam hu deksiv bekumtso aval hachal deloksiv bechofnav. Maybe only there by komets you can't do it because that's bekumtso. You have to use his actual hands. But here it doesn't say chofnav. It says melo chofnav, the amount of a chofnav. Maybe here you can make a kli. So, but hachal deloksiv bechofnav el melo chofnav ketoras samim daka lo. Then you don't have a problem. Odilma, or maybe yalif. Mala mala mikumtso. Maybe there's a gzeira shava from the word mala mala from the both psukim from komets. Just like komets, you can't make a kli. So to here, you can't make a kli. You have to do bedaka with the hands. So tashma, we bring a raya. We had those extra words in our mishnah that we didn't know what they meant. Mishnah said v'kach haisa midasa, and this was the mida. What does that mean? So my love, does that not mean she imratza lasos mida? Take a dor acheres osa. If he wants to make it out of a kli, he can do it. So Gemara says no. Lo, that's not the case. Hachikamar. This is what those words mean. No, we're talking about when he goes back inside, he doesn't just, when he goes back inside, now remember it's in the kaf. So he doesn't, when he spills it out of the kaf, he has to take it again with his hands. That's what's come to teach us, that comes to take again with the hands, but doesn't come to teach us that he's not allowed to make a kli. The Gemara says, wait a second, that can't be, because it's a machlokas later on as to whether or not he has to retake it again with his hands inside. So if it's a machlokas, and we had the answer here, why don't they answer the machlokas with this raya over here? So that can't be the case. So, he says, you see, it would be a raya from here that you do chafina, you go, and then again you do chafina inside. That would be a raya, and that would be a problem because we have a shayla later. So he says, no, dilma, so maybe, you're right, I don't have a raya. Maybe it means imratzalasos mida osa. Maybe he can. Maybe imratzalasos mida he can make a kli. Inami shelo yechser v'shelo yosir. Or maybe it means the kachim midasa. There shouldn't be any more. Shouldn't be any less. You should have to make an exact measurement. When you put the hands, don't have anything falling over. Don't have left over. That's the kachim midasa. It's an exact size of full of the hands. But there's no raya one way or the other regarding the chafina whether you can make a kli or not. Maybe if you want, you don't have a raya. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Now learn a little bit about kamitza. Again, kamitza, we take the korban mincha. So to take the korban mincha, you have to pull out the komets with your fingers. So melo kamtso, it has to be full komets. She yochol mevurats maybe you can include mevurats. I think it means stuff that pops out. Maybe the stuff on the top on the sides, it's popping out of his hands. Maybe that's included. Tamalomar bikumtso. No, it has to mean exact only what's inside his palm. So ibikumtso, had it just said bikumtso, yochol afila barosh espa osav. Maybe it just means he takes with the tip of his fingers. I mean just like this, as opposed to putting them all the way down. Yachav l'fil barosh etzbasov, tamalomar melokum tso. No, the full comments. It has to be the full fingers going down. So the kid kamtsi indishi. Like the regular people do, like how most people do comments. That's how they do it. So how ketzat, so how do you do it? Ketzad chofes shalosh etzbosav al pisas yado v'komets. You go in, you dig your three fingers down in, and your three fingers over the palm of your hand, and that's how you do kmitza. So, and then ube machvas, ube marcheshes. Yeah, that's easy. It's very easy to get an exact measurement when you're dealing with actual flour. But what if you had the machvas u marcheshes? Was Rashi says humine tigun. These things were fried. Shehen afrius tchila. They were already baked. Now these things are hard. So how do you get the exact amount? How do you get the exact amount in there? There's definitely going to be stuff sticking out, right? It's like a cracker. So how do you get exact? So he says that you do. He has to cut it with, to shave it with his thumb on top and with his pinky on the bottom to make it exact. Almost like these things are almost like knives, right? The Zohi avoda kashish of the mikdash, and this was the most. This was the difficult avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Because you have to get it exact. You can't have leftover, and you can't have room inside. You have to get it exact, because to shave it exactly is very, very difficult.
It's not flour.
The flour is the easy one.
Are there a couple of
things? Right, there are different types of minchas. Right, so here we're talking about the machlas and the marcheshes, the pans and the
actual
cookie. Almost like a cookie in your hand, and then so you grab them, and now you have extra sticking up, and you got to shave it off, but you can't shave off too little, so then you have sticking out. You can't shave off too much, because it has to be a full hand. It's very difficult.
So more grump, it crumbles. Some crumbles as you go like this. You have to
take. I'm not sure what you have to do. Maybe do it again. So he says, this is the avoda that's kosher mikdash. Zohi, this is the avoda that's kosher mikdash. We have other vesulo, and there are no other avodas. V'ha'ika malika, v'ha'ika chafina. We have malika that we say is very difficult, right? That you have to hold the bird down with the same hand, and then hold it down, and then cut with the back of the neck with your fingernail. And also, v'ha'ika chafina. We'll have the chafina, we'll see later on. Next on Daf Mem Tes that we do inside with the coals and with the Ketores and what we alluded to before, we'll see that on Friday. So Gemara says Elo Zohi may avodas kashrus mikdash. This is one of the most difficult avodas of mikdash. So if you walk outside and someone asks you what is the most difficult avodas of mikdash, and the three answers, all of the above, right? Multiple choices say all of the above. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We'll get to it. That's what I'm saying, dude. We'll get to it on Thursday. Okay. Same thing. We'll see what's done inside. We'll get to it on Thursday. Tomorrow we'll talk about it also? Okay.
No, tomorrow's Thursday.
Friday. So we'll get to it on Friday. They can talk about it. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. By Rabbi Yeshua ben Uzzah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Uzzah asked the following question. It is by the. Let's just think about this as the flower that you're pulling out from the comics. Ben he beinayim shamalei kumtsu mahu. The stuff that's stuck in the middle. Middle of the fingers, right? So you go, you pull like this,
between
the fingers, the stuff that's there. So what's that considered? So bein habinayim mahu. So is that part of the komets? Is that part of the komets after you brought in the mizbeach? So amar papa digavai loti boy lot the komets. If it's stuck in the fingers, but you can't see it from the outside, right? You can't see the outside. That's considered the inside. If you can't see it, it's considered on the inside. Dibarai loti boy the shirayim. If it's overflowing on the outside and you can go like this and it comes off and it's on the outer part of the fingers. That's for sure considered shirayim. That's not part of the komets. Shirayim has to be eaten once the komets is brought. So I guess
you
shape.
Do you have to use your thumb and pinky for
that? No, we're talking about ben habirayim now. We're talking
so you can use your other hand.
That's boretz we're talking about. This is talking about the stuff that's sticking between the fingers.
That,
no, you don't have to use a thumb and finger. No, you don't have to use a thumb and finger for that. Okay. But what's are we talking about? Kiti bailach, the baini ubaini. I guess it's like really stuck in between. It's on the inside, it's on the outside. It's mom is stuck in between. So he says, like the Beni Mai. So Amr Rav Yochanan Hadar Pashta, afterwards they answer Rav Shua ben Uzzah, Bein Habinayim Safik Ninu. It's a Safik. Tosa says, wait a second. It's a Safik to start with. That was the Kasha.
Yeah.
That was the question. Tosa says, Lo Yadana Mai Ka'amar, Hadar Pashta. Well, I don't know what the answer is. Hameikar Nami Kami Boile Safiku. When he asked the question, he was Masupak. What's the story is? Ah, it's a Safik. I know it's a Safik. I want to know what the answer is. So he says, "V'havi sakat l'dayt l'mishba ha'ibekla komet who v'hadar pashta the suffik who ve'ena b'lachzor v'lishbot habayit." The answer could be Tosa says the answer is B. He's like, "Oh, there's a suffik, but there's no way to determine the answer." You asked what it is, you can't. It's a suffik. We don't know. There's a famous ritva over here to deal with the kashkabes of ben hashmashos. He says that what does it mean suffik here? But it's a din suffik. Suffik doesn't mean I'm not sure if it's this way or that way. It has a din of a suffik. That's what he says also by ben hashmashos. Ben hashmashos is not suffik yom suffik laila. It's ben hashmashos. It has a din of a suffik. It has characteristics of both. That's the ritual over here.
So what's the answer?
About what it is.
It's
a din suffik.
It's a din suffik. So
what do you do?
Yeah.
So what do you do? So Mara says, So something and so hechikav. So what do you do? Because if it's part of the koma, it has to be brought on the mizbeach. Right. And if it's shirayim, it can't be brought on the mizbeach and has to be eaten. So what do you do? So hechina avid. So Amir Rabbi Chanina, matir komets lichudei tchila. First, you take the komets and you put that on the first. V'hadar vein habinayim, and then you're matir the vein habinayim. So you're matir it because it's a suffix. Maybe it's just shirayim. So maybe you can matir it. So what you do is you the stuff that's vaday komets you put on the mizbeach, and the other stuff afterwards you do it. You can't put the vein habinayim first. Why? The iamar vein habinayim bereisa. If you take gemara will deal with it. I see your face. The amar bein habeinayim bereisha. If you're going to put the bein habeinayim bereisha, deal with shirayim nenu. Maybe it's shirayim. But have the shirayim shechasu ben kmitza l'achtara. But amar mar shirayim shechasu ben kmitza l'achtara. Ein makino le'es komets. The halacha is that when you're putting on the mincha, if the shirayim are lost before the haktara of the komets, then the korban's no good. So here, what we would done first? We've taken the bein habeinayim and put it on the mizbeach first. Well, maybe it's shirayim. And if it's shirayim, and then you try to do the komets, well, then the shirayim is lost before the komets, and the korban's no good. So you can't put the bein habinayim on first. You have to put the komets on first. And Rashi says, the Amar Mar b'Menachos Parakamad Avtesh Shechasus and Pasu Mehen Eimaktirim. The sign you made a mincha prat l'shechasar he o shechasar kumtza. It has to be the full mincha to be brought on. If it's missing anything, you can't bring it on. So if you did the bein habinayim, which is shirayim first, no good. So the Gemara says, wait, so what are you talking about? So then you're telling me then that you're putting the kemitza on first and then the shirayim. So the Gemara says, "I hachi hashtanami ikrakan kol shemenel ishim harehu b'val taktiru." Rashi says, "Kol shemenel ishim me'achar shenasatel ish kol mishpato hare hashirayim b'val taktiru." So what are you going to do? You're going to put the kemitza on first? So you put the kemitza on first, And the possibility that this is shirayim, it can't go on the mizbeach. Because right. Once everything's on the mizbeach, you can't put anything else on. So what are you supposed to do? So we're still stuck. Yeah, what do you do? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the Breder of Shimon Pazi, demaktir loy l'shum etzim. Yeah, you're fine. You do the komets first, and then when the shirayim comes on, you're not maktir it and have kavana that this is part of the korban mincha. It's a shem etzim, stam, just to be like, it's like firewood. You have to kavana to make it like wood on the mizbeach.
In practicality, how do you do that? You open your hand.
No, because you put it down in a pan afterwards. You forget the Gemara Menachos. You put it down, you're not burning. You don't burn it on the mizbeach like this.
No, but I'm saying, how do you transfer the komets?
So you have the vein of binayim like this.
Here, right? How do you transfer this?
Yeah, I go like this. And it comes out, and that goes into here, and the shirayim I put down. I don't, that's the problem. It's sticking out, so you shave it off.
Okay.
So he says. If you're worried that it's possibly, if you're worried, you can't put shirayim on. Okay. If you're worried that it's shirayim, so he's so worried that shirayim, therefore it can't come first. But if you're so worried with shirayim, how can we put on the mizbeach afterwards? Once the mincha was hooked up, you can't put shirayim on. So like Mar says, he says like Rabbi Lazar that you could do it l'shem etzim, right? The lahak l'shem etzim, the Tanya, because you have Brisa, right? This Gemara, this Brisa says the famous Zvachim. Rabbi Lazar Omer l'reach nicholach itamale about tamale l'shem etzim. So what's the case over there? Look at Rashi. Rabbi Lazar, the polyg b'maseches Zvachim. We're talking about a machlokas and maseches Zvachim. The evari chatos. With the limbs of the chatos, shehein shirayim, that they're left over, me'ach shaktura imurim, and v'nis arbu evari chatos, evari ole. It's mixed up with the chatos evarim, mixed up with the ole evarim. The ole evarim are supposed to be burnt, the chatos ones do not have to be burnt. So what are you supposed to do? So, Rabbi Lezer, omer yitin a kolam ala, you put it all on the mizbeach, v'ro ani es basar chatos amalki ne'etim. And I view with, you know, the chatos limbs as if they're just firewood, if it's just wood. So the Gemara says, okay, that's all fine and dandy, right? Honey, chal Rabbi Lezer. El Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, say you can't do this. So Ma'ikul Neymar, what do you do here? You can't just put the Beinu Beinu on the Mizbeach, L'shem Eitzim. So Amar Rav Mari, the Kamchi Shmini. It's very difficult because every Kohen Gadol, I guess, had to have fat hands. That I guess anything would ever come out. It would always cover up.
What?
What the fat guy do? That means every Kohen Gadol on every Kohen was fat. The Kamchi Shmini. So Hashem the Asla Lechachil Rabbi Lezer Nami Lechachil the Kamchi Shmini. Really, it should be Lechachil Kamchi Shmini. I don't know. Every Kohen Gadol has to have fat hands. The Kamitza is done every single day, and you're worried about the Bein Abinayim. Ah, a fat guy did it. But in fact, so how many? But not everyone was fat.
I understand you. So fat guy, how did you not have the Bein
Abinayim? Because the fingers, I guess, you have fat fingers. Your fat fingers don't allow anything to come through. There's no holes or something like that. They cover up. All right. Okay. Now I'm going to stop here and pick up tomorrow. It's carpool time. Oh, yeah.